get it. The Burt Show.
Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I hope you spent just a second or two thinking about everybody that has sacrificed their lives for the rights that we have, the differences that we are allowed to have in this country and express in this country, especially in this time. We have those because there's a lot of people that lost their lives for those.
That's Memorial Day. Veterans Day is for those who are still here with us. Sorry, but okay. There's a difference.
All right.
It's all about the, like, they're listening right now. You can thank the veterans right now for sacrificing for our country.
Thanks for you guys also. That's embarrassing.
Sorry.
All right. How about MREs?
So there's this place called True Prep that I pass at least once a week. And I've always wanted to go in this place because it's like one of these military surplus survival stores. And from the outside, I'm picturing some 400-pound guy with a cigar inside with an American flag cut-off T-shirt inside. And it just being kind of, you know, nasty and dingy inside. This place is spotless
is that
on
right?
the inside. It is so nice.
I've gone to some of these surplus stores. Where was I? It was in San Diego last time we were out there, and I went into one, and I felt so manly. There was so much camouflage.
Well, of course it's going to be clean because military, they keep their stuff high and tight and clean.
Mm-hmm. So my goal was to go in and buy MREs, which are meals ready to eat. And the particular brand I bought is from a company called MRE Star. And from their website, it says MRE Star meals are self-contained military spec rations, single complete meal, nutritionally balanced, and contains between 1,100 and 1,300 calories. Each single complete MRE meal includes an entree, starch, snack, dessert, fruit-flavored drink mix, and an accessory pack containing all of the essentials, plus coffee, candy, and hot sauce, Mo.
Yes, sir.
MRE meals are ready to eat and require no water to reconstitute. These meals can also be customized to include a flameless ration heater. And they had one of those in each of your bags. Now, I don't know how hot your meal is going to be, but you had to put water in this bag, and then you take the entree out and put it in the bag with the water, and there's some kind of chemical reaction that heats it up. And in a video I watched, it would get up to like 160 degrees.
This smells like gumbo.
This is thick. This is really thick.
Here are the dishes.
It's like we're missing water in this thing.
I want you guys to try and figure out which one you have. We have chicken and rice, chicken noodle, two bean chili, which that one should be easy to pick out, and curry chicken.
I have two bean chili.
I definitely have two bean chili.
I think I have chicken and rice.
No, there's only one two bean chili.
I don't see any rice in here.
I don't know. I'd definitely be seeing at least two beans.
I see two beans too.
Fun fact, it's the same dish renamed five different times.
So who has what? Do we know?
I don't know. They were supposed to put the things under it, but I don't think they did.
All right. Are we gonna eat whatever? Wow, that is thick.
Yes.
That is really, really thick.
So it feels like what are those meals in a can?
Denty Moore.
Denty Moore, yeah.
My dad refused to eat Denty Moore after his two
Denny Moore beef stew? That's the bomb.
I know. We loved it, but it reminded him too much of Vietnam, the food he ate in Vietnam.
Yeah, this makes sense to me after eating this thing here.
Yep.
Is this what people on Ozempic feel like? I'm looking at this like game, but can't do it.
And have two bites.
It smells really good, though.
No. Look, if you're out in the middle of nowhere and this is it, guess what? This is a five-star meal.
Yeah,
this is
starving.
Yep.
I hear the cookies are good from videos I've seen.
That's gelatinous.
Yeah. I could use a little salt.
There you go, Adam.
No, there's like, it has some good spice. I will say that. The flavoring, I'm actually getting like chili and cumin and other flavors.
There's some flavors in here for sure.
But man, that is thick.
I don't know what they are, but they're in here.
Bert, I think you got the chicken and rice.
Mm. Yeah.
So what I got?
Hold it up.
It doesn't even move. I think
you got it. Does anybody taste curry in theirs?
No. I don't think it
one
matters.
Was curry chicken.
I don't think if it matters we're talking about Memorial Day or Veterans Day. Uh-huh. This is the real sacrifice.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, I dated in a military town for 3 years. I've done my service to this country.
Are these corn nuts?
Yes.
This cookie tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's kind of good.
And then I got a jelly packet.
That's for your cracker.
Wow, that is a big cracker.
Cracker, please.
Oh, it's jelly and peanut butter.
Is it?
Uh-huh. I got peanut butter.
Oh, I just got grape jelly.
Don't we have a cooking competition coming
up? Try the drinks. Try the drinks. There was a mix that we put in water.
Is it like special extra
you
hydrating?
You short straw. We got yours is tap water. Everybody else got bottled water.
Yours looks like a bad urine sample.
It really does. I don't want any parts of it.
Bert has great. Kristen has, looks like strawberry.
This tastes like nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Mo got orange. Is that like Orange Crush?
No.
No, it's not.
It's, you know what they did? There's no flavor. They just put color in it.
Because
it's water that is colored.
Ooh, so, hey, cheers to red dye number 9. Yeah.
maybe there's too much water versus the mix.
Yeah.
Maybe we weren't supposed to use so much water.
I have a new respect.
Again, yeah. In the middle of nowhere, and this is what you got?
Hey, we'll take it.
The M in MRE. Stands for Michelin.
I'm wondering how hot was the meal?
Not hot.
Not hot.
Not hot at all?
Not hot.
No.
Mine's pretty warm.
We can't really complain about these. We're in a studio that's about 74 degrees. I'm living the dream right here. Complaining about MRE food, which is going in all parts of the world. This is the only thing they got. We're so damn soft. It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.